We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That was in the stadium, Doug Peterson. I guess did they show him? Is that what that's from?
Yes.
So they showed him.
Yeah.
And that was the reaction. This segment sponsored by On Deck Small Business Loans. Marks and Reese back at Chickies. So you guys were there live. What was the reaction live outside of what we had right there? Sure, it was a weird crowd yesterday with the rain.
Yeah. And so the stadium obviously wasn't full when they come out and Doug's coming out. But good job by the in-stadium camera people. They certainly made sure they caught him coming out onto the field, the Jumbotron. And we're indoors, so I can't sit here and tell you I was outside where I could listen to it and hear exactly how loud it was. I didn't hear the audio until later when I got home and saw some of the video. But I'm not surprised. I mean, the weather was terrible, so if there had been more people, it would have been even louder applause for him. And a standing ovation. It was good, right. Good visual, good video of people standing and clapping for him. And obviously, his encounter with his former players prior to the game, and then even after the game, more so, lets you know that it was a feel good moment, like we expected it to be. The good thing is, we don't have to be upset that the Jags beat us,
right?
And went home. Thank God that's Jacksonville for Doug. I know it was his first time back here, but if you're the opposing team, that's a lot. That's a lot when you lose a game. To see your coach doing a lot of that after
the
game.
Well, I mean, he was so – in particular, the Jalen encounter where he was – I mean, that was a real embrace. You could tell how close they must have been. He even gave him, like, the hand to the side of the face, almost like he was his –
He's proud of him.
Yeah, he's proud of him.
Yeah, he's proud of him. He drafted him. He wanted him here. Jalen said that. I don't know who the reporter was, but they wanted Jalen to clarify that as if they wanted him to say something else. Doug's the reason that he's here, and it's okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's totally fine. Yes, you can say that. Yes, you can say that.
Yes, Jalen said it. Yeah, Doug's the reason that he was here.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew that anyway behind the scenes, that Doug was smitten with Jalen. And so you can tell that Doug's like a proud father. He's watching him play, and he's like, man, this is why I wanted you, basically.
Maybe he was thinking, well, if I would have benched Carson or got rid of Carson earlier, I'd still be there. But
no, that wouldn't have happened.
No, probably not.
No, no, there was other things that led to that also.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
It was funny, though, like when he was about to go on the field, he started with a little jog in the anticipation he might get booed. And then as soon as he heard the cheers, he like slowed down and went
He's
up.
He's the only person that was worried about the boos.
Yeah, no, and I don't know what that is. Doug knew damn well he wasn't getting booed.
No.
What sense? Whatever gave him that sense that he was going to get booed?
I don't. But he talked about it enough to where he was obvious. He obviously was thinking about it.
Well, he was asked about it.
Yeah, he was.
He was asked about it.
But anyway, yeah, it was good to see him. And you know what? It was good to see that he's got something going with that team down there. I mean, he's got a lot of good young players on defense.
Yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence has got a chance to be a really good player in this league. So yesterday he couldn't hold on to the football, but you know, for the most part, he's got real ability. He's
I was actually surprised. That team has won games because of their defense, though. Yeah. I was surprised at how their defense played yesterday. The Eagles' offense able to run the ball down the Jags' throat. They were the number one rushing team in the league against defense in the league, only giving up like 55 yards per game. And I was surprised at how well the Eagles were able to run the ball and move the ball against the defense, against that Jags defense.
Yep.
Because offensively, they don't throw the ball down the field very often. And when it's raining like that, all those little arrow routes and quick routes that they like to give the ball to Christian Kirk, like that wasn't going to be enough against this Eagles defense throwing the ball. So I was actually expecting a lower scoring game, but I thought the Eagles in the second quarter, man, they just started moving the ball. They started moving the ball when they needed to.
Yeah, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team of Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online, marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFL? 57% saying yes.
There you go.
So it's not a slam dunk.
I'm awake.
Well, I mean, like if you put are they legit Super Bowl contenders through four games, I think that's much higher than.
Yeah. But it means the same thing.
Right, like, yes, but best team in the NFL, I would vote no because I think you have to. If NFC, yes, you have to defer to the Chiefs and the Bills, I think, at this point.
Did the Chiefs not lose to the Colts?
Yeah, they did.
And the Eagles are undefeated.
All right.
I'm just we can only go by what they've done. It's not judging who's the quarterback that you like the most. It's the entire team. So while the Chiefs have some things that are nice and, like, really, Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes, what else? What else offensively do they have?
Let me check. The Scantling, Valdez guy.
Yeah, those guys are nobodies. The running backs are okay.
Yeah.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, like they're okay.
No, and they've actually ran the ball better this year with him. But, yeah, it's Pat Mahomes and his biggest weapons, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Travis Kelce.
They don't have Tyreek Hill anymore.
Nope.
And their defense isn't as good as not bad.
I don't think the defense is all that great, but who's their playmaker? They got Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Who's their playmaker in the secondary? Who's covering A.J. Brown? Who's covering Devontae Smith? Dallas Goedert.
I don't actually know any of the players.
That's what I'm saying.
I honestly don't know. I'd have to look at the depth chart.
I just think we got to start looking at the Eagles and at the four. Now, 2 weeks, first week, I'm like, okay, it's still early. 3 weeks, but you go 4 weeks, I got to look at everybody else that has played through 4 weeks. Who's been the most impressive team through 4 weeks? Like, when you watch their games every week, who's been the most impressive team? And you got to remember, every year is its own year. What somebody did the year before, 2 years before, don't mean a thing.
Yep.
There are no repeat champions, so it means nothing. It's what you do this year. So this is the year we're in, and through four games.
Eagles.
The Eagles are the best team four games. I mean, they're the best team through four games. Green Bay, they almost lost to Bailey Zappe yesterday. Could have very easily lost that game yesterday.
They should have lost that game yesterday.
Yeah,
you're right. No, there's nobody in the NFC right now you can make the case for. And even then, when you look at the AFC, you're making your judgments based on what they've done in previous years.
What's Buffalo's most impressive win? Yes, or they beat the Rams first game of the season. That was good. It's a good team. Buffalo's a good team.
But they also did lose to Miami. Yeah. And they kind of – what was the other game that they
– Well, I mean, they had to come back to beat Baltimore yesterday.
They did, which was –
They went out 20-3.
Yep. Good win.
I'm just saying, Harbaugh, that was not the right call. Coach.
No.
I'm just saying, Coach, no.
No?
Kick the field goal, man. But I'm tired of these analytics. When it works, it's great. When it doesn't work, that was a bad call.
But I felt like that he didn't believe in his defense to stop Buffalo, and at least you would have to have the ball at the three. The problem is he threw an interception in the end zone, and they got the ball at the they got the ball at the 20 and not the three. That was part of the problem. I don't know. It just felt like
to me. Stop Buffalo for three quarters.
But it seemed like he felt like to me, just watching the game, it felt like that he wanted a touchdown, otherwise they were going to lose. And that's why he went for it.
Yeah, that was
didn't end up working
that
out.
That was a bad decision because he threw an interception and there was no guarantee that they were going to lose. You take the 3 points to go up. And did you imagine if Nick Sirianni did that?
And it didn't work?
Yeah, and it didn't work. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we wouldn't be happy about that decision, Ike. Let's go to Darlene. Back to the phones. Darlene, Northeast Philly. Darlene, what's up? How are you? Go ahead.
Hi. Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Hi, Doreen.
And I was just wondering why nobody has given Jalen Hurts a nickname. So I thought about something yesterday when I got home from church. They were losing 14-0. And I sat down, and I'm looking at the game, and I'm going, I have no doubt that they're going to win this game. And then I thought about it. That's it. Jalen, no doubt. Hurt. I have no doubt that we're going to win, that we're going to be NFC champs. Why? Because I have no doubt that we're going to be Super Bowl bound. Why? Because we have no doubt. And I thought for our quarterback, we need something that's going to motivate. He is a quiet, confident young man. When he walks into a room, he has command. He has command of his team. He has command of himself. And he's showing us that he has no doubt. Thank you so much.
All right, Darlene, appreciate it.
Darlene's not a fan of the Duke.
Yeah, I don't know if she knows about it, but she is certainly saying that there is no nickname for Jalen Hurts. So she wants to call him.
I can't think of another one.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Jalen, no doubt Hurts, like James lights out Tony.
Well, sorry, folks. I can't be your fearless leader on this one.
No.
I'm out of the quarterback naming business, yeah. We're out of that.
We're out of that.
That didn't work out well for our last quarterback, so you guys shouldn't want me to be naming our quarterbacks.
Jack, do you prefer the Duke or no doubt Hurts?
Oh, way more the Duke, actually.
You like the Duke?
Darlene seemed very nice, but no.
The Duke is starting to rub off on you? You like the Duke?
There's no rubbing off.
I like it. It's Russ starting to rub off on me.
No doubt sounds like a 90s nickname.
But the Duke's not rubbing. It's rubbing off on me. I was thinking about it yesterday. Oh, he's smooth.
The Duke.
Yeah, the Duke.
He should be called Smooth, if anything.
Oh, so now you're pitching names
better than the Duke.
Smooth?
Yeah. What about the answer?
No, we stop it. I'm telling you, the Duke is going to stick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Drop the deuce on him.
All it really takes is for him to continue to play the way that he's playing. And once the mainstream gets on it,
that's all we need.
It sticks. Yeah. Yes, it sticks. I mean, the Bronco didn't stick to the end of 2019 when he led the team to the playoffs.
And then we're playing
and
horse.
That's when it stuck. So that's kind of how it.
Well, and then it stuck in a negative connotation with the Bronco.
It had a life of its own, but to Ike's point, that's when it became. That's when it became the nickname.
Yeah. So you got to let the Duke hang around for a while.
So if you
you should probably wipe then.
But Duke, man.
See, here's what I would say: that if you like the name the Duke, then start addressing him
as the Duke, because that's what happened. People start referring to Carson as the Bronco.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, before we knew it, we had a situation on our hands.
Yes. I'm just saying I'm not leading the charge.
No.
That's
You've put in your time.
I'll let somebody else lead the charge for the Duke, man. I'm happy to be a co-pilot. I'll ride shotgun.
We have somebody willing, apparently, to ride with the Duke. Right back to the phones, but first, here's Ike Reese.
Hey, the new era of Thursday Night Football is here, and it's only on Prime Video. This Thursday is some serious offensive horsepower. As John, speaking of the Bronco, Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis coach travel to Denver to take on Russell Wilson and the new-look Broncos. That's right. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, delivered by Little Caesars, live from Denver. Not an Amazon Prime member, you say? Well, sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. It's the Colts and the Broncos, only on Prime Video. See Amazon.com/watchTNF for details.
All right, there you go. As Donovan McNabb joins us at 4 o'clock, as he does after every Eagles game. So Donovan's coming up at 4 o'clock in about 20 minutes. I also was, all of a sudden, I'm like, who's this? Who am I watching reacting to the Eagles? Kay Adams and Ike Reese this morning, the big star Kay Adams?
Wow, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I was surprised. surprised when I got the call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But they my understanding is they've been very hot on the trail of Ike Reese getting them on the new show that she has. So is it for FanDuel that
they have been?
The
yes.
Daily Show.
Yes.
After a big win, you figured, all right,
I'm going in there, man. Well, even listen, you get through the first quarter of the season, I felt like, you know, I was ready to step up to the big stage with Kay.
There you go.
How about that?
All right. Jack, did you tweet that out, Mark's Reese WIP?
I don't know. They have like four different links. I got to figure out which is the hottest take that I put out there.
Well, I didn't have any hot takes.
Well, it was cool. So, yeah, tweet. Also,
oh, yes.
Well, it came out of nowhere, too. Like, it was like, a bang, there's Ike and Kay Adams talking on my timeline.
Yeah, but at first I forgot that she left Good Morning Football. I'm like, mm-hmm. Ike was on Good Morning Football. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, it's still, you know, it's still a big show, but. Not on Good Morning Football. That's coming next. But also, it's Victory Monday, and up on our social media pages, Instagram and Twitter, Mark's Reese WIP, we have the video of the beginning of the show with the victory.
Not my strongest victory, but.
Ike's voice cracked within the first octave very quickly, but it makes it for even better theater. All right, let's go to Bill in Northeast Philly. Billy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Ike Reese and Johnny Mark. What's up, boys?
What's up, Bill?
What's up, Bill?
Nothing. Yo, John, you are man, when you said there's something different, there is definitely something different with this team. When they were down 14-0, I thought the same thing, John. I'm thinking, man, this is the blowout game that they didn't need. And yep. when they just took it in and were able to bounce back, and in that second quarter exploded the way they did, I'm thinking this is their moment. Just like they did in 17 when they beat the Broncos and destroyed them that game. This seems like that moment, like, and I know it's early in the year, but just like I said, there's no team playing the way they are on both sides of the ball. When you talk about complete teams, they're doing it, and it's got me feeling a certain way. Ike, you know it. You felt it during that year when you guys were going to Super Bowl. I know you felt it before the year, but when you got T.O., but mm-hmm. that there was a certain game where you said, okay, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the feeling I'm getting. I'm getting there's something special about this team, and that yesterday's win might just propel them to be a cohesive unit where they say, okay, nothing can get us down. Let's keep the pedal on and keep on going.
So that might have been the game. When we go back and we look at 2022,
right.
This might be the game where we're like, that's where I knew there was something special about this team, just how they were able to get a quality win. We've seen Eagles teams lose games like this all the time. We really have.
Right. Mm-hmm. And ball control was really important. Like I was telling Jack, that you know, Miles always used the fumble. And yesterday, he hung on to the ball like a rock. And I'll tell you right now, no one needs to get complimented is the running back coach, Jamal Singleton. You know, I was able to meet with them during an OCA, and he puts water. And I don't know if you guys train this way, but he put water in a football so the running backs would get used to carrying something that heavy. I couldn't believe it when I felt it in my hand, but it felt like I was carrying like a 75-pound weight, and mm-hmm. he was doing drills with this, and it freaked me out. And I was like, Coach, can I see that ball? And he threw it to me, and I couldn't grab it when he threw it at me. And I was like, what's in? He goes, I just put some water in there, wet it down, we run with the ball like that. I'm like, that's a great drill. And it showed yesterday, man. It showed yesterday. So he needs some props, too. So, boys, just go. Buckle in. Get ready, because we're going.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Bill is fired up. Miles Sanders, third in the NFL in rushing through four games.
I knew the year that I didn't draft him or keep him in my damn fantasy league, this was going to happen.
Yeah, Jack drafted him in every league.
Yep.
Are you playing him, though, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's in my starting lineup yesterday.
Man.
28 points.
356 yards so far this year, 3 touchdowns. I'm reading a tweet from Ruben Frank with the defense. They have 16 sacks and 10 takeaways so far through 4 games. Mm. Last year, they didn't get that through 8 games, mm-hmm. so they got their 16th sack in their 8th game and their 10th takeaway in their 11th game. So, what I said about Jonathan Gannon last year was – until he's given appropriate personnel, I can't fairly judge what type of defensive coordinator he is. Mm-hmm. Guys are making plays, though. Hassan Reddick's not only getting sacks, he's going after the ball and strip sacking twice yesterday.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni. Can't believe that's all he got was Hassan Reddick in free agency.
Jack, did you get that yet?
Oh, my goodness, he said that. I couldn't believe he said that.
I think early on in free agency, it was like, they only got Hassan Reddick. What's going on, right? I think that was the sentiment, like –
I thought we got hacked or something when I was listening to it. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like,
he's been yelling all over the place today.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they are playing with a lot of confidence right now. Defensively, they're feeding off of each other, whether it's the pass rush and the nice mixture that they have up front. The linebackers being young and athletic and holding it down in the middle. And their secondary just gaining confidence with those veterans back there mixed with the young players, man. And Jonathan Gannon is giving them opportunities to make plays. I mean, he's not giving you a steady diet of blitzing or what have you. He's mixing it up, and he's doing whatever the game calls for. And, man, you just want him to you just hope they can continue it and keep it going. And they're playing well early. Sunday, you know, Kyler Murray presents a different dynamic,
yeah.
Right? This would be like the fifth straight quarterback with a different dynamic. He runs around a lot. Right? He extends plays with his legs, and he's looking to throw the ball down the field. Now, I don't think they're a very good football team, honestly, but yeah, because we don't have to face DeAndre Hopkins, so you don't have to worry about that.
Still a dangerous quarterback, and
yeah, you know they're going to go as far as he takes them, and yep. So that'll be one of those games where he's trying to run around. I just don't think they have enough, man.
They don't.
They just don't have enough.
No, not against this defense, and yep. That's the difference. Like the Eagles' defense can. I mean, T.J. Edwards had another great game yep. Yesterday.
And listen, hopefully Slay is able to play next week for sure.
Yeah, yeah, because the yeah.
I mean, it's when you got a guy like Slay out there, that's just now you don't have to worry about if it's a Josiah Scott out there or Zach McPherson. Now maybe Jonathan Gannon don't feel as comfortable calling certain defenses because right. You got younger players out there. So it's still going to be more than enough to handle that Arizona offense.
All right, let's go to Sam, the King of Prussia. Sam is from the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Sam, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Oh, speaking of that, that was terrible.
I could be a little bit better. Yeah, me and Ike are on the down.
Oh, my God.
Well, Johnny Mark, you also are really on the down.
Yeah, apparently that team
John
sucks.
Marks didn't do well yesterday?
No, but O.G. Wade only got like 60 points this week as his like max. So,
that's more like it.
Things are bad.
Oh no!
Also, I'm probably going to lose to Colton. So basically, I allow winless teams to get wins. Basically, I'm a charity.
Nice team. Job. Nice
there
job.
You go.
So, yeah, I try to give back to the community, guys. But I'm trying to give back in another way. I have a bunch of nicknames that I came up with for Jalen Hurts. I thought I could run them by you.
Sure.
All right. So the first one, because like, and this one I feel like is the most accurate for him. I mean. This whole thing hasn't been like a process. Could we call him the process?
The process, like, what do you think?
We already have a process.
Do we? Is it Jalen Hurts? Because I feel like it is.
It's Joel Embiid.
He didn't use the sarcasm font when he said yeah. That. Way to go. Yes.
We could also go with something I haven't heard ever, Dr. J, Dr. Jalen.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Yeah, there we go. Gotcha. Then the recruiter, because he brings all his friends with him.
The recruiter.
That's not bad.
And then also job security because he's kept Howie employed.
But I got you, bro.
Exactly. So, but in other words, like I wanted to bring up the Phillies very briefly, if I could.
Quickly.
In baseball right now, is there any team that actually wants to be in the playoffs? The
not
Mets are down.
Not in the National League, yeah.
Yeah, the Phillies are down. The Dodgers haven't played real baseball in like a month. It's just ridiculous. Like I can't even if they clinch, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it. I know Jack is all like ramped up.
Here's how you can feel. Even if it's in a loss, I hope they win and I'm able to watch and they're able to do the celebration on the mound tonight. Like I hope that happens, right? If they win because the Brewers lose, they're still in the playoffs and it means on Friday and they still have to get in the playoffs. I'm still not 100% sure this is gonna happen. But, like, they need to win one more game or the Brewers need to lose one more game. Magic number's one.
Mm-hmm.
They can get in the, like, so just get in the playoffs and we're going to be pumped up on Friday when they start a wild card series.
Yep.
And that's it. That's the only way I'm looking at it. I'm not being like, well, this man, like, no, they're going to be in the playoffs and I'm going to be happy. So there. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience. Chickies and Pete's, watch all the pro and college football action at Chickies and Pete's. Go to chickiesandpete's.com. For more information, Donovan McNabb's going to join us coming up. What does Donovan think about the win? And does this team remind him of 2004? Is this the year? What does he think? Donovan McNabb coming up next. When you own a small business, sometimes you need funds fast. So Go to OnDeck.com, America's largest online business lender. OnDeck makes it easy to apply in just minutes. Apply for your loan today at OnDeck.com. Back after this with Donovan McNabb, Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, football fans, you can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game, and if your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.